Welcome to the Outreach Mass. O my God, I come before you with all my restrictions and my pain. I ask you to have mercy on your servant. Be my companion in my sorrows, my hope in my anguish, and my friend in my joy. In this Outreach Mass, grant me the grace to hear your word and worship your Son at Holy Communion. Bless my neighbors. Bless those who provide the Outreach Mass. Bless the Diocese of Lansing and all who, through their prayers and support, make this televised Mass possible. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. For those who are unable to receive Holy Communion today in person, let us pray a spiritual communion prayer and ask for the graces of the most holy and blessed sacrament. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen.
Welcome to all on this 20th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Welcome also to all who are watching and listening from your homes. Thank you for worshiping with us today. Our presider for this liturgy is Bishop Earl Boyer. This Mass is being offered for the living and deceased members of the Outreach Mass community.
Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Peace be with you.
And with your spirit.
Sisters and brothers, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries.
You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy. You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. O God, who have prepared for those who love you good things which no eye can see, fill our hearts, we pray, with the warmth of your love, so that, loving you in all things and above all things, we may attain your promises, which surpass every human desire. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, observe what is right, do what is just, for my salvation is about to come, my justice about to be revealed. The foreigners who join themselves to the Lord, ministering to him, loving the name of the Lord and becoming his servants, all who keep the Sabbath free from profanation and hold to my covenant, them I will bring to my holy mountain and make joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and sacrifices will be acceptable on my altar, for my house shall be called a house of prayer for all peoples. The word of the Lord.
Its light upon us, so will your ways be known upon earth, and all nations learn your salvation. O God, let all the nations praise you, praise you, praise you. Let the nations be glad and shout for joy. With uprightness you rule the peoples. You guide the nations on earth. Oh God, let all the nations praise you, praise you, praise you. Let the peoples praise you, let all the peoples praise you. May God still give us his blessing, that all the ends of the earth may revere him. O God, let all the nations praise you, praise you,
reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, there are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different forms of service, but the same Lord. There are different workings, but the same God who produces all of them in everyone. To each individual, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for some benefit. To one is given, through the Spirit, the expression of wisdom. To another, the expression of knowledge according to the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by the one Spirit. To another, mighty deeds. To another, prophecy. To another, discernment of spirits. To another, varieties of tongues. To another, interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit produces all of this, distributing them individually to each person as he wishes. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
cured every disease among the people. Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
At that time, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon, and behold, a Canaanite woman of that district came and called out, "Have pity on me, Lord, son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But Jesus did not say a word in answer to her. Jesus' disciples came and asked him, "Send her away, for she keeps calling out after us." He said in reply, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But the woman came and did Jesus homage, saying, "Lord, help me." He said in reply, "It is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Please, Lord, for even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of their masters." Then Jesus said to her in reply, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And the woman's daughter was healed from that hour.
The Gospel of the Lord.
Well, first of all, a few words of thanks. I'm certainly very grateful, St. Thomas, for hosting us today. I always appreciate it. So Father Carl Pung's not here, but I'll see him tomorrow morning, and I'll make sure I extend deep thanks to him for his hospitality for tonight. I appreciate it. Many thanks to the staff here at St. Thomas as well for helping us get ready and seeing us through this celebration. Very grateful for the presence of many deacons here today and my brother priests. It's always good to have all of you present today, so thank you for that. All three of our readings would have us reflect on the breadth of God's desire to save all people. Isaiah foresees the day when foreigners will join the Jewish people in worshiping on Mount Zion and praying with them in the temple. Jesus, in today's gospel, cures the daughter of a pagan woman, one of those Gentiles that Isaiah spoke of. Jesus points out that her faith has united her with the Jewish people. Paul ascribes this breadth of to the various workings of the Holy Spirit. We, as the church, are called to deal with this complexity. How our call as Christians is somehow meant to reach as well to the Jewish people, but also to the Muslims and Buddhists and Hindus and many others, and even those of no faith at all. The church sees that there are many good things in these other religions. There is a lot of goodness and truth, presumably all the working of that very Holy Spirit. And we value truth wherever it can be found because Jesus is the truth. Yet at the same time, because they do not recognize Jesus, they also contain a lot of errors which can lead them astray and away from the true God. That is why the church seeks to bring all men and women into her membership, where the Holy Spirit guides us to the fullness of the light of God. Jesus is the way to salvation, and the church, his body, is necessary for one to receive that salvation. This imposes a solemn duty on the church to go forth and bring the good news of Jesus to all men and women. The church must invite all peoples into the community of love begun by Jesus. Just as God wants all people to be saved, so the church must have this very same desire. And since Jesus showed us the way of preaching, that is, by his life of love and poverty and service, so must that be the life of the church if people are to take the church seriously. The church must do this by respecting others, since there is goodness and truth in the many other religions on this earth, but also by showing the truth of Jesus Christ, so that the errors in the other religions may not lead people astray from salvation. That can be, as you can guess, quite a balancing act. My sisters and brothers, this is not a task just for the church out there. It is our task as well. Is there a family member or a close neighbor who has not been invited into the church? One of the great tasks of a future deacon is to learn how to help the parish be an inviting community, which is open to new members. Invite someone to seek salvation where it can be found with certainty. Also, let us all acknowledge that our very behavior is the best ambassador we have for calling many to the Lord Jesus Christ. And above all, we are to pray for the salvation of all. So, dear brothers and sons, these words are now addressed to you who have already begun your formation, a formation which is helping you to conform your lives to the gospel and to live out the virtues of faith, hope, and charity. You have now arrived at a moment when you are to express openly your desire to be bound in the diaconate to the service of God, the church, and the world. Your desire is a great blessing and a source of joy for all of us. Cultivate your vocation, and we will assist you with our love and our prayer. Learn well how to invite and welcome all to come to the salvation offered us in Jesus Christ. Therefore, when you are called by name, come forward and declare your intention before the church assembled here.
Those who seek candidacy, please come forward and declare your intention before the church. Paul Thomas Karlovich. Gerald Duane Miller. Kenneth Allen Mraz. Jason Allen Muxlow. John Stephen Pfeiffer. James Robert Raymond Jr.
My dear sons, the pastors and teachers charged with your formation and those who affirm that they know you have given a good report about you, and we fully trust that. In response to the Lord's call, do you resolve to complete your preparation so that in due course you are made ready to undertake ministry in the church through holy orders?
I do.
Do you resolve to form your mind and heart in such a way that you will be able faithfully to serve Christ the Lord and his body, the church?
I do.
The church receives your resolve with joy. May God, who has begun the good work in you, bring it to fulfillment. Amen. Please stand for the profession of faith. I believe
in one God. My dear brothers and sisters, let us humbly pray to our Lord and God that he may be pleased to pour out the grace of his blessing upon these, his servants, who desire to devote themselves to the ministry of the church.
That our Holy Father and all the clergy will lead the people to deep faith and trust in Christ, we pray to the Lord.
Lord,
hear our prayer. These, our brothers, may draw closer to Christ and be enabled to witness to him in the world, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That they may share the burdens of God's people and always be able to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That they may become ministers of the church who will strengthen the faith of their brothers and sisters by word and example and gather them together to partake of the Eucharist, we pray to the Lord. That God's people will seek and follow his will to marriage, ordained ministry as priest or deacons, religious or consecrated life, we pray to the Lord.
Lord,
that family and friends who have wandered from the sacramental life of the church may return and come to follow Jesus, we pray to the Lord.
Lord,
that all our suffering brothers and sisters who share in the passion of Christ may have freedom and healing, we pray to the Lord. That the faithful departed will be purified and quickly see the face of Jesus, we pray to the Lord.
Lord,
attend to our petitions, O Lord, and in your kindness be pleased to bless these, your sons, who desire to devote themselves in sacred ministry to your service and to the service of your people, so that they may persevere in their vocation, and clinging to Christ the priest with sincere charity, may be able to take up apostolic office worthily. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
sisters and brothers, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God the Almighty Father. Receive our oblation, O Lord, by which is brought about a glorious exchange, that by offering what you have given, we may merit to receive your very self, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for in you we live and move and have our being, and while in this body, we not only experience the daily effects of your care, but even now possess the pledge of life eternal. For having received the first fruits of the Spirit, through whom you raised up Jesus from the dead, we hope for an everlasting share in the Paschal mystery. And so with all the angels we praise you, as in joyful celebration we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again, until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit.
Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Leo, our Pope, and Earl, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say,
Our Father,
Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are
Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy.
As we begin communion, please join us in singing our first communion hymn, number 777, Here I Am, Lord. Again, that's number 777.
I have heard my people cry.
us in singing number 946, Let Us Be Bread. Again, that's 946.
Let us pray.
Made partakers of Christ through these sacraments, we humbly implore your mercy, Lord, that, conformed to his image on earth, we may merit also to be his co-heirs in heaven, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Bow down for the blessing.
May the Lord bless you and keep you.
Amen.
May he let his face shine upon you and show you his mercy.
Amen.
May he turn his countenance toward you and give you his peace.
Amen.
And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon you and remain with you forever.
Amen.
Go and announce the gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please join us in sending forth singing number 644, There's a Wideness in God's Mercy. Again, that's 644.
Greetings, I'm Father Carl Pong. Thank you for joining us for the Outreach Mass. The Outreach Mass is a ministry of the Diocese of Lansing and supported by viewers like yourself. Your support comes to us through your prayers and through your financial gifts. Your generosity allows us to reach thousands of people every week. If you wish to make a donation to support this ministry, you may send it to Outreach Mass, 955 Alton Road, East Lansing, Michigan, 48823. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for your prayers. May God bless.
Our family is made up of every race. We are young and old, rich and poor, men and women, sinners and saints. Our family has spanned the centuries and the globe. With God's grace, we started hospitals to care for the sick. We established orphanages and helped the poor. We are the largest charitable organization on the planet, bringing relief and comfort to those in need. We educate more children than any other scholarly or religious institution. We developed the scientific method and laws of evidence. We founded the college system. We defend the dignity of all human life and uphold marriage and family. Cities were named after our revered saints who navigated a sacred path before us. Guided by the Holy Spirit, we compiled the Bible. We are transformed by sacred scripture and sacred tradition, which have consistently guided us for 2,000 years. We are the Catholic Church. With over 1 billion in our family, sharing in the sacraments and fullness of the Christian faith, for centuries we have prayed for you and our world, every hour of every day, whenever we celebrate the Mass. Jesus himself laid the foundation for our faith when he said to Peter, the first pope, "You are rock, and upon this rock I will build my church." For over 2,000 years, we've had an unbroken line of shepherds, guiding the Catholic Church with love and truth in a confused and hurting world. And in this world filled with chaos, hardship, and pain, it's comforting to know that some things remain consistent, true, and strong, our Catholic faith, and the eternal love that God has for all creation. If you've been away from the Catholic Church, we invite you to take another look. Visit CatholicsComeHome.org today. Ours is one family, united in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We are Catholic. Welcome home.